Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. So glad to have you along on this journey with us, and I hope you're having a great new year. I don't know if you're aware of it, but we publish a newsletter. It's called Money Matters, and it comes out every month, and you can subscribe to it for free by going online at crown.org and sign up to receive our Money Matters newsletter. In that newsletter, every month, I write an article on what I see going on or issues that I think will be helpful to you. And last January, I wrote an article on the top five trends to look out for in 2009. Now, it seems like forever away, but back when I wrote the article, here were the top five trends that I said we need to be looking out for. Trend number one would be increased job losses. I ask you to be prepared for that. I thought we could go above 8% and possibly into the low double digits, and that turned out to be somewhat accurate. Trend number two is that we were headed into a recession and possibly something even worse. It looks like that was on the mark as well. Trend number three is that there would come a time for economic calm, where the stock market would get shored up and a point when everyone said it is safe, we're in recovery, everything's going to go back to normal. But I made a warning that would be a danger point for us, and that's what I want to talk about today as I unpack the rest of this program and share with you the trends that I see coming up in 2010. Now, here was trend number four for 2009, a growing and ever-expanding government. And boy, was I right about that one. And here was trend number five, that we would see a rising intolerance for the Christian worldview. And there's a lot of data to indicate that is, in fact, happening. So I ask you to be prepared for those trends, and I hope it was helpful to you. Today, we're going to switch gears, and I'm going to share with you what I've just written about in our January newsletter as I look forward to the trends that, again, I think you need to be prepared for and to make adjustments in your own personal finances in order to be prepared for the things that I believe that we're looking at. Now, you're going to hear me talk about a sense of urgency. I'm not saying there needs to be a sense of panic, but this economic calm is going to lull many people to sleep, and we're not going to be prepared for the difficulty that I think is coming our way. So I want you to stay tuned. Today's program, the top five trends to look out for in 2010. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
When it feels like talking to your young child about money just isn't enough, there's a fun, easy, and visual way you can show them how to honor God with their money. The ABC Learning Bank from Crown Financial Ministries. This popular tool goes beyond the traditional piggy bank. Created with three colorful compartments in the shape of letters, the ABC Learning Bank will give your child a fun, hands-on learning experience as they discover that A is for giving, B is for saving, and C is for spending. Imagine them applying that learning for a lifetime. The ABC Learning Bank is recommended for children ages 3 and older. To order an ABC Learning Bank for a child in your life, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. Again, the ABC Learning Bank is available by calling 1-800-722-1976 or visiting crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today's program is the top five trends that I foresee coming in 2010 and how you need to be prepared for those. Now, if you've made a New Year's resolution and it's not around getting prepared for difficult financial days ahead, you need to rethink your resolution. Don't be lulled to sleep because we're in a period of economic calm. Here's trend number one. The federal government will continue to expand and increase its size and its budget. Now, here's what you should be concerned about. We are operating dangerously close to insolvency already. In other words, we're borrowing more money than we take in. We've been doing that for years. Now, the financial crisis that happened in 2008 gave birth to a strategy that our government has adopted. And that strategy is this, that we're going to spend our way out of this problem. Well, the fallacy of that is they're, in fact, borrowing their way out of this problem. They're not just spending reserves. They didn't have a hoard of cash stored up to spend their way out of this problem. So the truth is we're borrowing money to try to solve a problem that was caused by borrowing too much money in the first place. And worse yet, we're borrowing it from foreign sources to support an out-of-control budget. And the only way they have to solve their budget problems is to either generate more tax income, or to borrow more money from foreign sources, or to print the money. And any way they go is going to create more financial difficulty on people like you and I, because we're ultimately the ones that are going to have to earn the money to pay the taxes or endure the problems with the inflation that's going to be created. Now, I think this spend our way out of this strategy is consistent with what George Bernard Shaw observed. He said a government which robs Peter to pay Paul can always depend on the support of Paul. And so we have to be very vigilant and watch this trend, because as long as that's the strategy, it's not going to lead to economic health in this country. Now, here's trend number two. Our banks will continue to have less loan activity. Now, according to the Federal Reserve, loans by the nation's 8,000 banks have fallen 8% in the prior year. Now, from my perspective, I think that's going to continue to fall throughout 2010. We're in an extended period of deleveraging. And so this correction is underway. We had overborrowed, and now there's too much borrowed money in the system. And so deleveraging means people pull in their horns. And economic activity is spiraling downward in general as this excess capacity is being absorbed. And this correction is not going to change and go back to full bore growth until the banks begin to loan more money to the small business person. And if you're a small business owner listening to me today, you know what you're going through. I heard of a bank loan committee recently, and a friend of mine had made application for his business at this particular bank. And they said that day they had received 32 applications for new business funding, and they'd turned down 32 requests. Now, if that trend continues, the economic recovery is going to be very slow. What does that mean to you? You need to stop taking on new debt. And you, too, need to begin paying back what debt that you have. If that's an indication that economic recovery is going to be slow, then you don't need to be out of sync with where the trends are going. Now, here's trend number three. I think we're in for a commercial real estate crisis. Delinquencies on commercial mortgages are surging and vacancy rates are rising, particularly on highly leveraged properties, and they're going to become in jeopardy of foreclosure. And I'm reading from an article from the Wall Street Journal. In the era of looser credit, there was a great deal of lending on what's called a commercial mortgage-backed security. And that meant commercial property owners borrowed money on the assumption that occupancy rates would go up, and so would rents, whether it was an office building, a hotel, a store, or any other commercial property that would keep rising. But in fact, the opposite has happened. The result is that we have a growing number of properties that aren't generating enough cash to even make their principal and interest payments. Now, this is going to be a problem because we've already had a problem with home mortgages. And in contrast to home loans, which the majority of home loans in this country were made by only 10 or so giant institutions, these commercial mortgage-backed securities, these commercial building loans, were made by thousands of small regional banks. And so they're full of commercial property debt. So when the commercial real estate troubles happen, it could possibly be more widespread throughout the financial system than our housing fallout was. Today, more than 3,000 banks and savings and loan institutions have more than 300% of their risk-based capital in commercial real estate loans. So it's a trend that we need to be aware of. It's a trend that you need to be aware of, because if large properties start to default, it's going to affect more lending institutions and more small business owners. Here's trend number four. I think we're in for a state budget crisis, not only a federal budget crisis, but right now 48 states have said that they expect to have shortfalls in their budgets for 2010. At least 36 states believe those budget shortfalls are going to extend into 2011. And the initial estimates for these shortfalls is in the billions of dollars. I mean, California alone owes billions of dollars that it can't pay back. And combined budget gaps for the next 2 years by just the state budgets in this country are estimated to be over $350 billion. And that's according to a study by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Now, when the states have a problem, they don't have anywhere to turn except to you. Their only source of revenue is through income tax, through state income tax. They're not able to print money. So they've got to borrow it, which they've been doing excessively, or they've got to tax you for it. Now, we're going to see what's going to happen in California as they teeter on insolvency. I don't know if the federal government's going to come to their rescue. But what if that's the solution? That only means another great strain and a domino effect on an already excessive amount of debt for our federal government. So there's no easy way out of this state budget crisis. We're also going to see states tighten their belt, reduce their services. You're going to see a lot of pain on the local level, and it's going to start to affect you and me. That's why I think you need to be aware of what's happening and have a sense of urgency to get your own financial house in order. When we come back, I'm going to talk about more trends for 2010. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Not sure where your money's going? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't always to make more money. Often it's learning to manage what God has already given you. And Crown Financial Ministries has something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes is one of the most advanced online money management systems ever. It will help you easily create a home budget online in a secure environment and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you how much you have left to spend in any budget category. You'll have access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're talking about the top five trends to prepare for in 2010. I've gone over the first four already. And by the way, if you want to get a copy of our newsletter for January of 2010, you can do that by going online at crown.org, click on newsletters, and there you can subscribe to our Money Matters newsletter. And this is my article for the month. I'm sharing with you some of the contents and why I think it's so important for you to hear this message. So here's trend number five. Trend number five for 2010 is what I'm calling a pivotal midterm election. Now, I don't want to make this a political conversation, but I do want to give you some insights to what I think the problems are. The U.S. government is wildly increasing its indebtedness, while the general population, people like you and I, we're struggling to decrease our indebtedness as rapidly as possible. So you have a huge disparity between what one group of people see as the solution and another group see as the solution. The population knows we've got to get out of debt, we've got to get our house in order. But the government believes that it's got to spend its way out of this problem. Now, the financial markets have taken notice, and the U.S. dollar has experienced a substantial devaluation by those of us who are looking in and seeing that our government is irresponsible at managing the resources that they have. The government only has three sources of income. They can only make money by taxing, by borrowing, or by printing currency. They're taxing as much as they can, and more is on the way. They're borrowing as much as they can, and more is on the way. And when those two options are finally maxed out, they're left with no other option but to print currency. And as they expand programs, so will their need for more taxes and more borrowing, ultimately leading us to further devaluation by printing more money. It's that simple. Now, I'm reminded of Winston Churchill's philosophy. He said, "I contend that for a nation to try to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket and trying to lift himself up by the handle. It's impossible. You cannot become prosperous through the methods that the government is employing today." Now, I believe our elected officials from both parties are treating our currency like monopoly money. And I'm not the first one to say that. But it's true that they're losing sight of the massive amount of debt and the massive amount of growth it's going to take to pay back that debt. You and I both know through common sense that when taxes and borrowing become insufficient to handle the appetite for spending by this government, then they have to resort to their final option, which is going to lead to printing more worthless money and further loss of wealth for those who have worked for it and set money aside for the future. Now, those in government whom we've elected to manage our economic system are currently, in my opinion, living foolishly. And you remember the quote by George Bernard Shaw, and I think he had an excellent insight that those who rob Peter to pay Paul can always depend on the support of Paul. But I would just add to that, that one day will come when Peter is broke too, and you can no longer play that game. Now, here's what I think is the appropriate response and what you need to be prepared for. And this is regardless of your political affiliation. Vote for those seeking office who see themselves as stewards of the resources that we supply the government through our taxes. They have to view themselves as trustees, as stewards, and they will be the kind of leader who will commit to see that our nation lives within its means. It is that simple that you're elected to be a good steward of the tax money that we all send into the government. And that secondly, you will work with all your power to get the government to live within its means. Now, if anyone would refuse to believe that simple biblical philosophy, that you're a trustee and a steward of the dollars of the citizens who elected you to hold that office, and secondly, that it only makes sense that the government has to live within its means just like everybody else, you cannot defy the laws of gravity. That doesn't work. So as the midterm elections of 2010 approach, it's going to be a key indication of the future of this country. Because if we're not successful at electing people on both sides of the aisle who see themselves as stewards, who are willing to see this country live within its means, then a very painful correction is looming large for all of us. And it's a trend that I think you must be aware of. We all must pay close attention to. Now, what does that mean for you and me today? It means this. I think it is wise to make this commitment right now, that you will make every effort to pay off all of your debt, that you will add no new debt in this year, that if it's necessary, you will seek other means to increase your income. If it means taking on a part-time job, if it means moonlighting, if it means starting a business, if it means doing something with your spouse that increases your income, make those kind of decisions. Make a commitment to pay off your mortgage, especially your home equity loan, your second mortgage. Get rid of your PMI. That's a waste of money. Become a better saver. Improve your financial margin. Improve your cash flow. Downsize. Simplify. Make a commitment to get off the hamster wheel, because these trends are going to all be painful corrections, and they're coming. They're not going to be easy, and we need to see danger coming and heed the warning. If you can see the train coming down the track, get out of the way of the train. Do your part. That's the message that I want to deliver for you in this new year. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life.
Has the economy pressured you to rethink your career? Does your heart long to take the next step and pursue God's true calling for your life? Whether you're planning for your first job or your last, the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries can help. With Career Direct, you'll analyze four critical areas: your personality, skills, interests, and values. You'll learn more about the real you and develop a plan to grow personally and professionally. You'll learn to see your strengths. And the Career Direct Complete Guidance System is designed from a biblical perspective to help you maximize your career by maximizing your God-given gifts and abilities. Career Direct can be completed in about an hour online. For more, go to CareerDirectOnline.org and try the free Personality ID Profile. That's CareerDirectOnline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we've been talking about the top five trends for 2010 and how you need to be prepared. You know, I want to mention something about this program. The Bible tells us clearly that no man knows the future, and certainly I don't either. Today I've just shared with you from my heart the trends, the things that are happening around us that we need to be aware of. The future is still an unknown. I can't predict it. You can't predict it. No man can predict it. But when we see trends, we need to take action and be prepared. So I would appeal to you, don't wait. Take action today. Because even if the economy totally recovers and all of these things that are happening around us are just suddenly corrected, you will still be blessed, completely blessed, by taking the actions that I'm suggesting to you in today's program. There's no reason to hesitate. Get in gear now and let us know how we can help you. A couple of other things. We publish a monthly newsletter called Money Matters. You can subscribe to it by going online at crown.org and clicking newsletters right there on the front page. Give us your address and your information, and we will start sending you the monthly newsletter called Money Matters. And you can find there January's newsletter that's posted online and get a copy of these top five trends. You may want to share them in your Bible study groups. You may want to talk about them over a lunch group at work. But get the word out that it is time to get serious about making wise financial decisions to be prepared for a bumpy ride in the future. And then finally, I want to invite you to a very special evening. We have an event coming to Atlanta and Chattanooga. Our God Provides Film Learning Experience is going on tour in a city near you. Atlanta will be February the 11th at Hebron Baptist Church. Chattanooga's February the 18th at Ridgedale Baptist Church. Both of these events are on Thursday nights. They start promptly at 7 and will end by 8:30. We're going to show two of our films from the God Provides series. It's a family-friendly event. We're going to show Abraham and Isaac and Widow and the Oil. Both of those films have children in them, and they're very captivating to all ages that come and watch them. In fact, many people say that the stories make the Bible come alive, and it touches them deeply. The message that God wants us to draw from those stories. I'm going to be there in person. I'll be teaching after each one of those stories. This is not a fundraiser, and there's no charge to attend, but we do want to know if you're coming. So go online to crown.org/register, sign up, get directions, and let us know you're going to join us. And then if you have an idea that you want us to come to your city and you're willing to help host the event or get it going in your area, let us know. You can send that request to me at chuckbentley@crown.org. Well, as always, it's great being with you today. I hope you've been blessed. You've been listening to Money Life. We'll be back again next time.